A Quest University professor running for council is making no promises on results, but is vowing to ensure a sound decision-making process informs each of his votes. What's more important than making a promise about something happening is making a promise about how a decision is going to be made, Andrew Hamilton, who teaches physics at the school, told the Squamish chief on September 7. We don't know all of the decisions that we're going to be facing in the next 4 years. We don't know all of the information that's going to be on the table when we have to make those decisions. And so, rather than stating a platform of, I'm going to do this, what I want to do is promise that I will ask for constant community consultation. Hamilton said the municipality has the power to improve Brennan Park Recreation Center and create more active transportation routes. He also noted that many people believe parking is an issue in town, and that in itself is a problem. Hamilton also noted that the municipality has significant influence over development, and added that he believed densification was a positive thing. It increases our ability to facilitate public transport that's viable, he said. It increases our ability to provide active transportation routes within the community, but we need to develop in a way that is consistent with the community needs and the community wants. Hamilton noted that listening to the community voice on where and how densification should be done is important. However, he didn't make any promises to act on those things. I would absolutely like to do those things, said Hamilton. I can't make a promise that I'm going to make those things happen or that I'm going to work towards making those things happen, because when the decision comes to the table, you're always offset. For instance, he said, money that would go to improving Brennan Park may take away from money that may be needed for more essential infrastructure like a public works facility. Those seeking elected office often do everything they can to distinguish themselves from the rest of the pack. However, Hamilton had an unusual answer when asked what made him stand apart from the others who were also seeking elected office. I'm not sure I do stand apart, he said. I stand as somebody who is going to put the community's interest first. By doing community consultation, if hearing the community's voice isn't part of your platform. If you think you know the answer, independent of what the community says, then I see a problem with that. At the same time, he said, there are also problems with always listening to what the community wants and never making a decision to move forward. We absolutely need to make timely decisions, and implement them so that we can move forward, he said. But we can't go without that community consultation. The municipal election is October 15.